Welcome to Brother Sister Lister. I'm Brother.
And I'm Sister.
And this week we are talking about
our top five favorite Billboard number one songs from the 1990s.
So this is part four of our Billboard number one song series.
Yes.
So if you guys have missed previous episodes, we've already discussed the 60s, 70s, and 80s. You can go back and check those out now on brothersisterlister.com or on Apple Podcasts.
Definitely, you should go check those out. It's been fun kind of talking about all the different songs through the decades.
I feel like this list had a different feel to it because it was the first list that was of songs that we were alive for the release of.
Yeah.
Which I think gives it a really different feel. I felt like a lot of these songs could be attached to nostalgic memories.
Definitely, I think I had a little bit more of a connection to these songs.
Yeah, it was pretty fun to go through a lot of these different songs and kind of see the 90s. I feel like music shifted so much with kind of more mainstream acceptance of hip-hop and stuff like that. Really, you could see that in the charts for sure.
Yeah.
So, would you like to start?
Sure. My number five is Candle in the Wind by Elton John.
Seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. Would have liked to have known you, but I was just a kid. Your candle burned out long before legend ever did.
This one hit number one October 11th, 1997, and it stayed number one for 14 weeks.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was huge.
14 weeks, so it has to be in the running for one of the longest running number one songs ever.
Yeah,
I think that record is held by Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men.
That would make sense. Boyz II Men is on the number one thing so much.
Yeah, they were cleaning up in the
90s. Seriously. Sorry, that was a sidebar. But yeah, so this song was just huge and an enormous hit, obviously. He played it as a tribute to Princess Diana Wales. That was like the big thing that he did with this song.
Which was a huge cultural event.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that being kind of tied in with that made it a bigger deal.
Yeah, for sure. But I honestly just love this song. That's my number five.
My number five is Gangsta's Paradise. This is by Coolio featuring LV and featuring a sample of a Stevie Wonder song. This song is kind of awesome. This song is Coolio, which I feel like my two main associations with Coolio are this song, Gangsta's Paradise, and then the opening to Keenan and Kel.
Yeah.
This song made it to number one in 1995, the week of September 9th through the week of September 23rd, so 3 weeks at number one. It was also listed at number 85 on Billboard's Greatest Songs of All Time.
Wow.
Which is pretty amazing.
That is amazing.
And it is a really cool song, and the lyrics and the way he kind of uses the biblical imagery and then ties it in with his story and that sort of thing is really neat.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, because they used the Stevie Wonder sample and Stevie Wonder had to like kind of sign off on it, was involved with it, he didn't want there to be any swearing in the song.
Hmm.
Apparently, there was an initial version done, and Coolio had some swear words and things, and Stevie Wonder wasn't cool with that.
Hmm.
So he tweaked it a little bit and, you know, came out the way that it did. So it's one of the few Coolio songs, apparently, that features no swearing at all.
I kind
of
love that.
Yeah.
And Stevie Wonder was just like, no.
Right.
Let's keep it clean.
Right. Yeah, like, if you're going to use my song, we're going to keep it clean.
I love that.
Yeah. So that's my number five.
Nice. My number four is Mbop.
Nice.
By Hanson. I thought Hanson was the coolest. Three brothers. They were dreamy, you know? This hit number one May 24th, 1997, and it held the spot for 3 weeks. It apparently was meant to just be the background of another song they were writing. So they had written this little bop ditty to be playing the background of this other song they were working on, and then just decided that it worked on its own. So it wasn't even a very intentional success, but is obviously like the one song they're really known for.
Yeah, I could not name another song by Hanson. I think they have their own beer company now, right?
Really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
I think it's called Hops.
I think that's sweet. I had no idea. That's really clever. Just got to still play off that Mbop success. Yeah. That's awesome. No,
dance with the one who brung you.
But yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting that they stumbled into that song
that
being
funny.
Such a huge hit. But I remember listening to the song with Mom. That's the main reason it was on my list.
Nice.
I mean, it's catchy and everything, but it's not like it's lyrical genius either. But I have fond memories listening to it, so that's my number four.
My number four is Truly, Madly, Deeply by Savage Garden. I wanna stand with you on a mountain. I wanna bathe with you in the sea. I wanna lay like this forever until the sky falls down over me. Truly, Madly, Deeply is it's a slow jam. And that is my association with it, is like it being middle school slow dance song.
Yeah.
And I feel like the version of middle school game was to like softly sing into your slow dance partner's ear the lyrics of Truly, Madly, Deeply. Which feels really cheesy now. But
very.
I actually really like the song, and whenever it comes on, I kind of like can't help but sing along.
Yeah,
still.
Totally. Yeah.
It went to number one for 2 weeks, January 17th and the 24th, 1998. It was a good time.
Yeah. That's awesome. That song is good.
It is a good song. It was also used in the soundtrack for Music from Another Room, which is like an early Jude Law romantic comedy, which I like, and it's probably a little underrated.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like this one.
Nice. That's a good one. My number three is Wannabe.
My number three is Wannabe. If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friend. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Taking is too easy, but that's the way it is. What
you think? I'm honestly surprised to see Spice Girls on your list.
Are you really, though?
Maybe not that much. How can you not have it on your 90s list?
Oh, yeah.
It's
so quintessential.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So good. It hit number one February 22nd, 1997, and held the spot for 4 weeks. Such an incredible song.
It's so iconic for
the
90s.
It is the Spice Girls song, too, that
everyone
Well,
and it was
associates.
Their debut, so
yeah.
It was, like, their big hit.
Yeah.
And they had other songs that I remember after that, but this is definitely the one that everybody thinks of. I was reading about the songwriting process on this, and they were co-writing it with the guys who kind of formed their group.
Yeah.
But apparently this song came together super fast.
Yeah,
apparently
I read that,
too. Like, put the song together and kind of put the finishing touches on writing the song in, like, under 30 minutes.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Which is insane, yeah.
I mean, that's some good money made in 30 minutes.
Yeah, and I read also that it ended up being, I think, the number one selling song by a girl group worldwide of all time at that point.
Wow, that's cool.
And I don't know if that's been topped since, but that's pretty incredible.
Yeah, making up that word zig-a-zig-ah.
Yeah.
That's what did it.
Yep. Made up words, they really get you far.
Yeah, they do.
Just ask Hanson. Do you want to move on to your number two?
Yeah, so my number two is I Will Always Love You. By Whitney Houston. This hit number one November 28th, 1992. And it is just, like, the ultimate song to sing along to and to pretend to be really passionate about.
I like that you clarified pretend to be really passionate about.
I just love this song. Again, it's one of those super iconic songs. Everybody knows it.
Yeah, this song's huge.
Yeah, I mean, where it gets really big and she's just belting it out is, like, the best. It was actually originally written by Dolly Parton, which I didn't realize until I was researching this list. I think you just always associate it with Whitney Houston.
For sure. Dolly Parton's a boss.
She really is, yeah. But I just love this song. I honestly didn't probably listen to it much when it was first getting really big, but I love it now. So
it's also probably one of those songs that you've heard a million times without ever having to like put in the album.
Yeah.
Just because it's in like soundtracks and it in stores and like it's just a huge song.
Yeah.
Feels like it was kind of like a cultural phenomenon when it came out.
It was enormous.
Was it the song that was on the soundtrack to The Bodyguard? Which I think ended up being like one of the biggest selling soundtracks of all time.
So yeah, that's my number two.
Nice. My number two is 1 week.
My number one is 1 week.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me. Saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room. I realized I saw my fault but couldn't tell you. Yesterday you'd forgiven me. But it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
So this hit number one on the charts in 1998. Ironically, only for 1 week.
I know, I loved that.
The week of October 17th. I love this song.
I do too.
This is a song probably on this list that is not just that I like the one song and heard it a bunch on the radio and have nostalgic memories. This is one where I owned the CD and then got really into the band Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah.
And ended up having like 4 or 5 of their CDs and really liking their stuff.
That's why I had to have this one number one, is same reason. It wasn't just, oh, I remember that song from back then. It was like, oh no, that song's awesome. Like, I still enjoy listening to it. So.
Yeah, and this whole album is cool. This is on Stunt, which is kind of their breakout album, but they had, you know, stuff before that. And the only song that I had heard before 1 week was If I Had $1 Million.
Which is also great.
Which is also great. It's just like a really fun, funny song.
Yeah.
I just like their stuff a lot. I think it's funny, though, that the more directly sung lines in the chorus are obviously kind of about that, like a breakup.
And
it's been a week since we've talked or whatever. But then there's the rap parts, which make no sense and are not in any way tied to the lyrics that, like, you know, would be the storyline of the song.
Yeah.
But that part is so awesome. Mm-hmm. I read that that was basically improv'd, and that's why it's so, like, crazy and doesn't really make sense and
doesn't really
follow the storyline of the song, is that it was basically, like, a freestyle.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is really cool and really funny.
Yeah.
And just awesome. Like, something about those lines, even though a lot of them seemingly make no sense or don't relate to each other, the way that the words interplay is just really cool and fun to try and sing along with.
Yeah, try is the key word there.
Try to sing along with, right.
Do you want to move on to your number one?
Sure. My number one is Waterfalls. So this song is by TLC, and it hit number one on the charts in 1995, the week of July 8th through the week of August 19th. So 7 weeks at number one.
Nice.
Yeah, and this is a pretty big song. TLC had a couple songs that hit number one. This song is just, like, so iconic.
I love this song. So good. It's so good.
This is a song that I have nostalgic attachment to, but then also have appreciated more, like, as I've gotten older, because it's really pretty heavy.
Yeah.
And they kind of deal with some pretty intense adult themes, but it's just a beautiful song.
Yeah.
And I was also reading on the kind of production notes about who was involved in the song that CeeLo Green sang backup vocals on this.
I didn't know that.
They were friends, and just he ended up singing on the track, so.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is cool. Yeah, that was something that I read that I didn't know about. But I also, as far as nostalgic memory, remember in elementary school having a girl call our house, because that was back in the day when, you know, landlines.
Yeah.
And her and her sister singing this song to me over the phone.
What a stud you were.
I'm not even sure it was a romantic overture. It was just a little bit weird. But it's also, like, one of my more lingering memories of this song.
Oh my gosh, that's really
As you
funny.
Might expect.
Yeah.
If you were serenaded over the phone. So, yeah, I'll never forget it.
That is awesome. I love that.
But that's my number one, Waterfalls by TLC.
Great number one.
That was a good list.
Yeah, it was.
So, thank you guys so much for listening to part 4 of our Billboard number one song series. And you can listen next week. It will be the conclusion for now of this series. So we'll be doing the 2000s, so 2000 to 2009, and maybe as this decade ends, we'll put out another episode later for 2010 to 2019.
Definitely, it's been a fun series. So,
and again, if you missed any of the previous episodes, or if you want to catch up on some of our past episodes on other topics, you can go to brothersisterlister.com and make sure while you're there, you can check out the show notes. We'll have links to buy the different songs that we have on our lists, and sometimes music videos and things like that to kind of enhance the episode. So make sure you always check for that stuff.
Yeah, and definitely check us out on social media as well. You can find us on Instagram at Brother Sister Lister, as well as on Twitter at BSL Podcast, and you can use the hashtag Brother Sister Lister. We'd love for you guys to kind of interact with us on there, and any comments or ideas you have for future lists, or maybe what your top five would have been on any of the topics we go over. We really love hearing from you guys.
Yeah, and even though we always like to remind you guys to give us new topics, as we're finishing up this series, it'd be more helpful than ever. So if you have any good ideas, something that you've had in the back of your mind, make sure to reach out to us. We'd love to work on some of the topics that you guys are interested in.
Yeah, for sure. And also be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts. We do new episodes every week, so we'd love for you guys to join us.
And while you're on there, if you wouldn't mind leaving a rating or a review, that really is a huge help, and that helps other people find the show. So that'd be really important to us. If you wouldn't mind doing that, we'd really appreciate it.
Yes.
And until next week, call your mom.
Tell you love her.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Andy, I need you to write a memorial song. Something like Candle in the Wind, but 5,000 times better.
Easy.
What's 5,000 times better than A Candle in the Wind?
This song is called 5,000 Candles in the Wind.
Up in horsey heaven.